This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour now on the Light and Bright Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner working our way into the week with some interesting thoughts, ideas. I'm actually, because now I'm Mr. Perfect, first time in my career I've ever been called Mr. Perfect, so I'm entering a new phase of magnificence here on the Good Day program, and I'd like you to join me, Jay. I would like everybody listening to join me. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, shout it out to the universe. We are entering a new phase of magnificence, not only in the Good Day program, but generally speaking. Well, look at the bright side. Why not, right?
Well, and once you reach perfection, where do you go? Where do you go after that?
Becoming more perfect, like the sun and the moon, right? The sun rises and shines on you. The birds chirp when you're around. The water gets warm. That's the water is
Uh-oh.
Actually getting warm. Right? The water is actually getting warm. All right, so anyway, let's enjoy the day and what it's all about, and celebrate things like this high schooler in Detroit who was voted the most positive. Listen to this. This kid got $1.7 million in scholarship offers, graduating from Detroit High School, known for her sunny outlook and positive vibes, $1.7 million in college scholarship offers. Her name is Tatiana Alves, graduating from this school. It's actually a K-12 entrance examination school, focuses on justice and engineering. Voted, she was one of the most positive in her class. And so she's apparently the kind of, we all have known somebody like this, and we all wish we could be like this, right? Amazing. Wherever, whenever she speaks, wherever mm-hmm. she goes, just always good.
And the genuine nature of wanting others to thrive and cheering
yeah.
them on. A lot yeah. of people have a hard time doing something like that.
Yeah.
Or even just doing so in a genuine sense, where
yep.
it's like this is just part of her personality. She is sunshine in human form.
4.0 GPA, got her driver's license, getting a job at a local drugstore. She has lots of self-confidence. And a lot of people around her, you know, there were some people say, oh, she's sunshiny and bright all the time. No, doesn't work that way. And she started looking for scholarships, by the way, when she was a junior. And she said there's a micro scholarship site, which you may want to know about, parents, called RaiseMe, Raise.me, excuse me. And as it turns out, Ms. Alves said that she opted out of using all her scholarship money but still gets to go to school. It doesn't cost, well, she's got a free ride, but she's not using all that money. And that's good, because there are other people who probably can.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
With that dough.
And we've seen stories like this where somebody receives a scholarship and they don't necessarily need it. They can afford to go to college and
right.
pay in full, not have to do the student loans and the debt and everything. And so they turn down the scholarship so that somebody else can use it. Somebody
yep.
else who genuinely would need it, uses
mm-hmm.
it rather than just getting a free ride because it was granted to them.
Yeah. All so right.
No, and like, no, let's let somebody else do it. Good for
Whoopee.
People to do that.
That's right. All right, let's drink. Time for a glass of whiskey because the global warming folks are out this week. Got hotter in some places on the Midwest. And so now, according to some weather folks who believe that climate change is going to bring the downfall of the Earth, I'm not making fun of it necessarily, but
well, it will.
I think it's a little
it will,
overcooked.
Though.
Yeah,
when you think about it, it will. It absolutely will. The cause
Give
is
it.
Where it gets a little jumbled.
Exactly. So anyway, there are people predicting this summer is going to be a hot one. Yep, it's getting warmer. And so as it gets warmer and hotter, The sweltering season will come. Don't you love it? It's going to be colder than usual. Then it's going to be hotter than usual. Anything to rip things apart. So I'm looking at a couple of different overviews. This is not from NASA, by the way, or the National Oceanic and whatever administration, even though the ocean temperature report starts here in New England where I am. The coasts of New England could be hot because the Atlantic already feels like summer. Really? I know some people who went in the water over the weekend down the Cape and they froze. The water was horribly cold.
It was unseasonably cool.
It's been cold for the last month.
Weekend. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And the winter wasn't an unnecessarily cold winter. It seemed like we had a warmer winter this year, a very mild winter. There were some days that were kind of rough.
Well, we have that El Nino.
Definitely more mild.
The La Nina and El Nino. La Nina is supposedly what's influential in the Pacific now, so that makes it wetter in California, makes it hotter on the East Coast. And so, Doug, I never got a meteorological degree, although I was up for a weatherman job once on a television station when I was in my 20s. I was working in Worcester, Massachusetts on the air. And the local, there was a new local television channel, and the fellow who ran it was listening to me on the air. He said, "Hey, why don't you try out for this job?" I said, "Okay, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to be a weatherman." And then there was a lady named Gail, and I can't remember her last name, but she was much more attractive than I was. She didn't know anything about much of anything except the guy who ran the station sort of fancied her, and by golly, she became the weather girl. So that was the end of my first challenge as a weather person. I actually have never pursued television the way some people thought I should have. It just got in the way of the farm as much as anything else. But I would have thought being a weather person would be fun.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. That's definitely a path. I could see
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah. Anyway, so meanwhile, back to the ocean temperatures and all the groans from those of you who are skeptical about global warming as a cause. I understand, and I think I want us to be responsible with how we take care of ourselves and the planet. But do I think the sky is going to fall? No, I don't, frankly. But I'm looking at some of the forecasts, Jay, around the country for land temperatures, water temperatures, atmospheric conditions, that sort of thing that influence the weather patterns. And so what I see here in a sort of a meteorological make good is the word leaning. It isn't a definitive. It's, well, there's a slight chance of temperatures leaning into the 90s. Or it looks like there might be a lot of rain down here. Arizona will be hotter than Michigan. Well, I think that's normally pretty much the way it is, right? It's going to be extra hot. In Arizona, hotter in Arizona than it will be. I think you're pretty safe. Actually, though, if you do look at some of the maps that have been published, the area, New Mexico and Arizona look like they are really going to be hot. But yet it's hot there. It's a desert. So,
right. Well, and even with the example of Arizona, it even depends on where in Arizona. Because Phoenix, Scottsdale, yep, probably pretty hot. Flagstaff,
New York, Boston, Atlanta, Miami, Houston, L.A., Seattle, supposed to be hotter than normal this summer. And again, back to La Nina. That's the way the El Nino and La Nina effect is. But is this human-induced climate change? I think you're going to have a hard case selling all of that. It's not all of that. It's some of that, but it's not all of that. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, no, and all the people that are saying this, that it's human-induced, and sure, we're probably not helping, but the sun is continuously expanding. The sun, as it gets older, before it blows up, it is going to just keep expanding, and before we know it, it's going to swallow most of the planet.
Well, I don't know, before we know it.
Before we know it, we won't be around, but you know what I mean? It's just one of those things that it is going to be, the Earth is eventually going to be like Mercury, like Venus.
Yeah, if
too
you
hot to handle.
Look out, the Webb Telescope is teaching us a lot about what else is going on in the universe beside our little corner and our little solar system and our little galaxy and our little part of the heavens. We're very small. This is a small planet, small solar system, small galaxy. And these things happen. That's what the Webb Telescope is showing us, because the pictures that it's sending back are from 12 to 14 trillion years old or some other god.
Light years away, yes, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the Southwest will see above average summer temperatures this year, supposedly. The Midwest, going to have lots of wet and wild weather, rainier summer along the Great Lakes. Get your corn in and get ready to have a good crop, because by the time it all stops in September, we'll be chopping up our corn or feeding it to the cows or making ethanol out of it or doing something that's good. Blackouts, okay. Shall we warn people of blackouts because of the... So this is all human... This is these morons in California, for example. They want to have everybody use electric for cars, so let's keep spending... Let's get more electricity into California, and then when it gets really hot, they haven't got enough energy to cool things down with air conditioning. Why do people accept this kind of leadership? Right? Yeah, we can't. We've got to have electricity for the electric cars, but we don't have enough electricity for the air conditioning. That sounds like the kind of place I'd like to not be. Right?
Well, especially when you're paying for a service, when you're paying for certain utilities,
right,
they should be available, and nobody should have a say in whether or not they need to take a break.
We're accepting of things that we ought not to be accepting of, and we get ourselves worked up about things when you get right down to it. Why do I care whether Erdogan got reelected as Turkey's president? Is that a big deal for you? Not a big deal for me. I'd rather talk about there was a situation just looking around the world here in Guyana where a teenager started a fire in a dormitory at her school because the school confiscated her phone. So she didn't like it. So she set fire to the school, and God knows what kind of damage that is. Imagine that, huh? Think about that. 18 after on Good Day.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with new Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, crisp.
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, it's 23 at the hour. Hello, how are you doing? Let's see what we have going on here in terms of birthdays, shall we? Social media time. Dan Bella having a birthday today, one of the listeners to our program. Let's see, Jeanette DeBay is having her birthday today. Tony May, Tammy Dupree. Let's see who else. A long list of people. Oh, Marzi Stafford. She is a radio person in Beantown. So nice to have her listening, and nice when other radio people listen to the program. Isn't that? I find that.
It is, yeah.
Kind of appreciating of whatever and whoever and however. All right, so let's see what's going on here on the Good Day Show Facebook page, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Life's a beach. What are the best beaches near you when you're looking for a day trip? I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about taking a vacation week, but yeah, you're doing a day trip, huh? All right, here's Warlando Beach in Warland, Wyoming. Who the heck would have thought there's a beach in Wyoming, right? Huh?
Well, and you even think of any states that are landlocked, but yeah, there are beaches around when you think of the big lakes, not necessarily big as in Great Lakes, but still big.
Miss Morgan says, my personal favorite is Grand Isle, Louisiana. The fish are almost always biting. What are they biting? I hope they're not biting you. And there's plenty of them being facetious. Places to eat. That's what I like. Having a good fish meal on a lake or at the beach out on the ocean, right? Having that smell of that fish.
Yeah. Well, right? I don't like the smell of the fish, but the taste.
Well, I mean the fresh cooking. Mm-hmm. I know. The smell of the fish.
Yeah, when it's something that's fresh caught or that day, you know it's going to be bomb.
All right, let's see here. Terry's in Rhode Island. My favorite is my Aunt Betty's Beach in Green Hill. See, what this conjures up, and she makes mention of this, the beautiful memories of life. If you have a beach home and you're a youngster now, this makes me think about what happened when I was a youngster. My father's uncle had three places in Pocasset on the Cape, Pocasset Beach. And I remember we used to go down there and we would spend time. I was probably four or five, six maybe, at this little, it was called Woodruff, the little white house. There were three all together, and they all looked like Cape Coddy you know, beach houses. There's something so unique about stuff that's down at the Cape. My father had an opportunity. My father's very, very conservative, never liked to owe anybody any money. So when the uncle said, you can have this place, I'll sell it to you for $14,000. My father said, oh, no, I can't do that. Well, I found out that that house, that little house, recently sold for $900,000. He could have got
good
it back in the
60s.
But, you know,
anybody who wants
it was
to
right on the water.
Does not exist.
Yeah. Well, but it was one of those places right on this little horseshoe bay that was, I don't know, it was fun. We all have places like that, I think, right? Manner of speaking. All right, one of the other questions. What does the phrase being a true patriot mean? You can answer that at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show or Twitter, Good Day On Air. Daniel Erskine says patriotism is not supporting the government. Patriotism is defending the unalienable rights of your fellow citizens. Thomas Paine said it best, he that would make his own liberty secure must guard even his enemy from oppression. Interesting, thinking about it that way. At any rate, let's see, to love one's country, that is what patriotism is all about. Yeah, okay. John says, embracing freedom of every American to live their life how they choose. I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I didn't see anything in there from the person who called me Mr. Perfect, though. I don't see that. Well, help yourself. Anyway, it's easy. Let's go to follow us on social media. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Multiple Memorial Day weekend shootings across the USA have left at least 16 people dead and dozens injured.
The gun violence happened at a variety of locations in at least 8 states. Shootings in and around Chicago accounted for more than 8 deaths during the holiday weekend. In Arizona, a 20-year-old suspect was taken into custody in connection with multiple shootings that left 4 people dead. Elsewhere, 3 people were killed and 5 others were injured after a shooting at a motorcycle rally in New Mexico on Saturday night. I'm Skip Kelly.
Russian authorities said today drones struck several buildings, including residential blocks in Moscow, blaming Ukraine for the first attacks on civilian areas deep inside the country since Russia's invasion last year. A Ukrainian presidential aide denied Kyiv was directly involved in the Moscow attacks, but said, quote, Ukraine was enjoying watching the events and forecast more to come, end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us once a day, every day. You should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Let's go. We've talked about the birdies and a fly up in the tree. And we've talked about the moon and the stars we couldn't see. You keep on pretending you don't know what's wrong with me.
Sing along.
Let's go.
Let's talk about us, Jay.
All right,
talking is what we do here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Mr. Perfect, Mr. Magnificent. What else can I use? We've had those thrown at us today, Jay. What do you think? Mr. Perfect or Mr. Magnificent?
You a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a good idea. T-shirt says Mr. Perfect on the front and Mr. Magnificent on the back.
Yeah.
I can wear it when I'm with
two
my
sides
grand.
Of the same coin.
Yeah, right. I can see Miles saying, Gramps, that's not you. I actually should have a t-shirt that says Gramps on it, right?
Yeah. Oh, you should.
Yep. See if we can arrange that. Okay, so what do we have cooking here? If you have a garden, I might put this in the food farm and family department at foodfarmfamily.com, Jay. If you have a lot of pests in your garden that are already destroying your veggies, we are doing our gardens. I have a garden here at the home farm, and I also have a garden at the new development where we're going to be building houses around a farm. So we have this big 3-acre garden that we're preparing. And so it's because it's virgin land, hasn't been used for this sort of thing for a long time. You're pretty much free of weeds for the first year anyway. Now, if you have a way to encourage toads, they are the unsung heroes of gardens. If you can get some toads into your garden, they gobble up most any insect, no matter what it is. They'll eat a snail. They'll eat slugs. So if you need help, find some toads. I don't know where, what do? You go down to the pond and you find some toads down there, right? They're a pretty plentiful amphibian. It's like that word, amphibian, right? The frog, it's a frog. Toads are a subspecies of frog. And, of course, because of our friends at Bayer and Monsanto, with all the pesticides and herbicides, they've killed off lots of the frogs. Lots of the things that were doing good. See, this is where I go off. Instead of climate change, I'm more concerned about what these a-holes at Bayer that owns Monsanto were doing to things like the frog because of the pesticides. This is a very important thing that we need to keep the balance of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the name of a vitamin line? I think it is. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
What were you? Nature's bin, nature's basket.
Yeah.
Well, but then also think about, even if you are not using these things that are so harmful, your neighbors could be, and it's still seeping in when it rains. If you are a little bit down from them, it can still seep into your soil.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see what we can do about encouraging the frogs. Can we please? Vogue magazine has declared this season, the summer of Barbie. So when did that movie come out? Barbie, is it this month?
Yeah, I want to say June 24th, 23rd,
20th? Mm-hmm.
21st.
This is the 21st. Thank you, James. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Then we have Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at your service. Here's the story of a window cleaner who's become an online sensation after pressure washing the pavement and the sidewalks in his hometown. Andrew Carr, dubbed a hero by folks on social media for his efforts. The videos have gone viral. Lots of followers, not only around his town and the state, all around the world. He owns ABC Cleaning Services, says he was fed up with the dirt. And so people chew gum and throw it on the ground and cigarettes,
yes,
and
or they
dog
walk their dogs
poop.
And they don't clean up after that.
Right, exactly. He says, I can't stand this anymore. So he finished a job and he went around town. He's 32 years old. He brought his pressure washer out to the paths and saw how quickly he could clean up. He says it's been so long since we saw some of the paving. I didn't even know what was there, what it looked like.
Yeah,
under
some of the
decades
patterns.
Of dirt. Yeah.
So gross. And yeah, so in his free time, he's just going around his
every weekend
and cleaning the pavement. Good.
Blasting the pads and pavements around town. I was cleaning windows and gutters and looked down and was really disappointed at the state of things. So, listen, he took action. In some towns, some jerkleberg would go, hey, you don't have a permit to do that. You shouldn't be doing that. What are you doing? I can hear that in some town, right?
Yeah, I totally could. Yeah. Or it's too loud. Do you have a permit between these hours and these hours? But you think about it. We all live in one community, in a certain community, and it's not about just taking care of your own lawn, but taking care of where you live, taking pride in your town. Why wouldn't you want it to be cleaned up? And if somebody's willing to do it and offering to do it, well, help him out. Go ask him if he needs some water, if he needs something to drink, if he wants a sandwich.
I had an experience the other night. One of the fields, I'm chopping feed now for, I have three different pastures where the cows are kind of out to summer pasture. And so I supplement the pasture with the feed that I chop from hay fields, especially when it's young like this. Before I chop corn in August, I chop grass. So had a load. I was out. It was about 8 o'clock the other night, and I was finishing up, and some woman drove into the field and started yelling at me. She said, "You're supposed to stop making all that noise after 7 o'clock." And I said, "Well, you know, that's true if you're a construction worker, but it doesn't apply to farms." She said, "How do you know?" I said, "Because I was responsible for getting the ordinance passed in Framingham a number of years ago." So she said, "I think I'll call the police." I said, "Please, you want me to give you my cell phone number? You can call them right now."
Uh-huh.
So I never heard from her again after that. It's just one of those things. People don't understand. They come to the bucolic farming area of the community, but they don't like the smell. They don't like the noise. They just like the fact that they live near a lot of open space. Well, you have you have to pay the piper.
Well, I could see if there was a situation where a homeowner was there first and then different setups came in. But when you're moving to a certain area, we have this with, in the Cleveland area, there's this really great amphitheater out in where there used to really not be a lot of houses. And then houses and developments started being built around it, and they all started filing noise complaints. Like, concerts have to end at a certain time because there's there are homes here. There are residences. And it's like, well, the concert area was here first.
Right. It's like the airport. People buy a home near an airport, and they start complaining about the noise in the planes. Hello, you knew the airport was there when you bought your house. What do you think is going to happen? We talk about toads and stuff. I want to focus on woodpeckers for a minute, because woodpeckers are helping a lot of the forests that have suffered because of wildfires. You know, the old business about biodiversity, I think that's one of those buzzwords. There is a word, however, that applies called pyrodiversity. And it really, what it does is it reflects on the characteristics of an area after there's been a fire. The idea is scientists are looking at how things open up. You know, actually burning is good. It doesn't seem good at the time, but there's a lot of recovery that happens. The ground and some of the foliage and stuff that gets burnt that ought not to be there in the first place, then the new stuff grows up underneath it, and it happens to promote healthier forests and healthy. It doesn't, again, doesn't look like it at the beginning, but one of the things that's happening is many black-backed woodpeckers are moving in after fires. I don't know where they come from, but I know that you can look around. A lot of conservation folks are writing about having seen these black, let me see if I can say this again. Black, say this fast, Jane. Black-backed woodpeckers. Can you say it fast?
Black-backed woodpeckers.
So, because it is such a unique, kind of incredible habitat, I don't even like that word, but an ecosystem, it's all buzzwords, but kind of it does apply here. When you think everything is dead, the ground is ash, the trees are black, but if you start walking around a few weeks after the fire, you'll see all of the stuff coming through. And so that's really one of the things that I think we ought to know more about. But as usual, we don't get that whole story. You should have your youngsters in junior high school and high school science classes should be learning about this sort of thing. What happens after this? And there's also that whole to-do. I am cynical about the people who get, well, like, it's a religion, the climate change folks, that's like become a religion. And most of them don't know what the hell they're talking about, as is obvious by listening to what some of them say. But there are things around that do need attention. And that's why I told you the story about the toad, told you the story about the woodpecker. Now there's a story about sea algae, we're going to the beach and seeing stuff made of the fresh water. A lot of the ponds and lakes around have a lot of algae. And so what's happening, I have it happening actually on my farm, There are a number of communities around that take that green stuff that's growing, the algae, and they put it in trucks and they bring it to my compost pile. And it cleans out the lakes and makes them breathe again, because the seaweed will choke off, or the algae. Seaweed is what you see at the beach on the coasts, saltwater, and algae is freshwater. So it is, if it's properly managed, it's a healthy part of the marine life. And but it's just, you know, it needs to be managed, because with the excess amount of people, mm-hmm. and the excess amount of stuff that gets thrown into the water, so the algae actually grows to protect the things that are there. To, you know, that's Mother Nature. And so sometimes there's too much of it, because it usually happens when there's food or cosmetics or detergent and stuff that's thrown into the water. The plastic is the worst. And so the algae works to cover. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a lake where there was plastic on the floor of it and the way the algae kind of just grew around it?
Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And when it's smaller bodies of water, it can get to be a little bit too much algae. But and we see this with the plastics, of course, and with other things, that how much trash is just mm-hmm. thrown everywhere. People throwing them out of their cars. They do go to beaches or anything, and they just leave all their stuff around. Well, the wind does come and blow it. Or if it's on the beach where there's an ocean, high tide's going to come in and take it all out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just throw it away.
That. All right.
Garbage cans everywhere.
Make sure this week you take a chance to look up in the sky. There's a supernova in the night sky visible. Even if you're an amateur astronomer, you can see it pretty much all this week. Something to be thankful for and look at and be excited about. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you can achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour now. Good day. Health. We are in the presence of greatness now. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to share some thoughts with us as part of the Good Day Health Hour and the Good Day Health information that he passes along every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, where you get the podcast, one of the recent podcasts that Jack, who is a NUCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, explained why we have become an obese nation. We eat too. It's pretty simple. Do you mind if I take a shot at that? We are.
Well, it's a rough guess, but go for it.
Eating too much fat and not getting enough exercise. How about that?
Doug, I got to take issue with that.
Really?
The fat, eating fat doesn't make you fat.
It depends on the fats.
It's carbohydrates. But the carbohydrates
turn into fats, don't they? Carbohydrates turn into fats?
Well, if you're not getting enough carbohydrate, your body can make proteins out of fats.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this podcast, you talk about one of the diets that was based on low fats and how it created more health problems than it fixed. So that's the point that
I think you're
making. Well,
that's true. That's true. No, your body needs fats, but it needs good. It needs good fats, saturated fats. It needs animal fats
for
not
your brain.
The bad oils.
Doesn't it need
well,
it for your, one of the other podcasts?
Well, your brain. The dry weight of your brain is more than 50% fat. Mm-hmm. That your brain uses fat for several energy source, but also for insulation between the nerve fibers in the brain. The insulating, it's just like the plastic covering on electric wires.
Yep.
To insulate the electrical signals that are going on between the nerves. But it's carbohydrates that make us fat, not fats.
So when someone calls you a fathead,
They're accurate.
All right. All these podcasts are available free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This is MS Day. What causes multiple sclerosis? Why do people, I've never really understood. I know I have a friend who's a farmer who has MS, and I know there are gradient levels and gradient diseases, gradient levels of the disease. It's worse in countries like Turkey and India than it is here,
yeah.
But we still have a problem with it. So that's what Multiple Sclerosis Day is all about. Trying to have the world understand, but you don't catch MS, right? It's just you get it.
No, no. The two major causes of MS, in my experience, because I have MS patients, mm-hmm. is either trauma or toxicity. Somewhere they got poisoned. Somewhere they got poisoned with a particular kind of toxicity the body can't get rid of, and it attacks the myelin sheath of the nerves.
Wow.
And that myelin sheath is the fat that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when that sheath begins to degrade and actually come apart over nerves that are involved with our ability to stand up and move around,
mm-hmm.
we have a hard time standing up and moving around.
Yeah.
And so what we do with our MS patients is a strong nutritional protocol.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about nutrition. It's all about
yes.
what you're putting into your body. It's balancing, you know, the product that I'm talking about, Balance 7, which balances
yes.
acid and alkalinity in your body. It's the same kind of thing. So that begs the question as we get into the grilling season. A lot of people grill all year long, but most people like to do it in the summertime. And whether or not grilled foods cause cancer. We have something to this effect on our website, foodfarmfamily.com. I wondered what your take was on whether all cooking or grilling outside that blackens the food, is it all bad for you?
Yeah, that's the theory. That's the theory. The problem is the food itself. If you're going to be grilling brisket and steaks and chops and hot dogs and whatever, where did that stuff come from? Did it come from commercial food lots? That's loaded with pesticides, herbicides, hormones, antibiotics, or did it come from grass-pastured animals? My point is it doesn't make any difference whether you're grilling it or you're baking it or you're frying it. If it's a commercially produced meat, you're asking for trouble.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it that way. No, that's why Jack's here, Jack Stockwell. All right, let's talk about the FDA admitting that cocoa flavonoids are good for your cardiovascular health. What's that?
Yeah,
cocoa flavanol.
Well, it's flavonoids are flavanols are phytonutrients. They're part of plants that actually help the heart, and we've known that for a long time. But when the FDA comes out and says something good about a food, it gets my attention.
Right.
Because the FDA is primarily there to make the world safe for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was involved with a Harvard University study, and it was published in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The paper found that people who consumed as much as 500 milligrams, which is not much, of cocoa flavanols per day significantly reduces one's risk of dying from heart disease,
wow.
as well as suffering from a major cardiovascular event. Now, that doesn't mean milk chocolate.
Oh,
that
come
means
on.
The dark stuff.
Dark
because the more sugar you put in there, the worse it is.
Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.